When Sudan's civil war started in April last year, those fleeing the fighting began arriving in the city of Port Sudan. The Church of the Virgin Mary opened its doors to the new arrivals. Basada Bushra Gorgeous is one of the priests at the church.
Our role as clergymen is to help others find housing, food, and water. We give psychological counseling and physical treatment as well. We try to find safe places for them to stay, whether here or outside Port Sudan.
Those who cannot afford to flee the country remain at the church, he says. According to UN figures, almost 11 million are now displaced as a result of Sudan's war. In Port Sudan and its surrounding region, 36,000 are forced to live in public buildings such as churches. Anna Simon Aziz Sadek arrived at the church 2 months ago with her young daughter. She says they were threatened and robbed by members of the paramilitary rapid support forces on their journey here, and that her daughter is traumatized as a result.
When we were coming here, the RSF were stopping cars. They pulled us out of our car and took our belongings. So she's still terrified after she witnessed the gunfire. Now, if she sees a group of strangers, she feels scared.
She says the church was a welcome respite.
Here, we found safety. The church welcomed us and asked us what we needed. We were tired when we came here, but they helped us.
Like Sadek, Gorgeous also found safety in Port Sudan. He was displaced after the church he worked at in another city was attacked by unidentified gunmen. He says the clergymen were deliberately targeted. The attackers knew their names, shot one person in the leg, and looted the building. When he arrived in Port Sudan in October 2023, the trauma weighed heavily on him, he says. But that drove him to help others with similar experiences.
As clergymen, it is a God-given duty and responsibility to serve others, even if we sacrifice our life to do it.
He says the church gets little assistance from the international community. The United Nations has complained about a 50% funding shortfall for Sudan's humanitarian crisis and restricted humanitarian access from the government, exacerbating the plight of Sudan's displaced. On September 25th, the US announced it would send a further $424 million in aid to the country. Henry Wilkins, VOA News, Port Sudan, Sudan.